Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Tim and Madison.
I just wanted to comment about the guy ranting about the kids not wanting to learn and then going to spend their life on the dole when his paycheck is generated by tax.
Right.
Yeah.
That's his job, though.
So, but he's working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is true. I mean, you know, I'm in healthcare, but I consider myself on the dole because healthcare premiums are a form of tax. So,
well,
you know,
you're missing the point.
Well, I think that's actually part of the problem because, you know, parents will say to teachers, well, we pay your salary. Well, that's the problem. The respect is out the window.
Hmm.
Like in college, students or parents will say, well, I pay your salary, so you have to give my kid an A. Well, no, I don't. Your kid's stupid, and they failed. Mm. Like, that's part of the whole problem.
Well, he's not a mom.
Well, they're paying his salary, so he's obligated to listen.
No, but the bigger point, so see, this is what happens. We try to have a conversation about something, and if you've ever been to a town hall meeting, this is what happens.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're going to have a conversation about something, and then Tim walks in. Well, you know, the salary. No, it's should kids pay attention to teachers?
They should, yes.
Yes!
Okay. They learn.
Yes.
All right. If a kid is disruptive, should they be taken out of class?
I was.
So the rest of the kids who want to learn can learn? Yes.
Yep.
Does that happen? No. That's a problem.
I was taking like a bad tooth.
It's a problem.
Get him out of class.
See, Tim? See what you did? You distracted the conversation.
I'm going to take my cell phone and record you.
Good solution.
You already are.
Where'd you learn to do that, AJ?
The videos.
All right, Tim. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye. All right. But thanks for what you do in healthcare, too.
Yeah, man.
Not an easy field.
Nope, not at all.
People usually not at their best when they're ill.
Nope.
So AJ and I, during the break, we were talking about this teacher who was, you know, got to go.
Yeah.
Meltdown in the classroom, North Carolina.
Yep.
One of many. Happening a lot now. We're like, when did this all start?
Yep.
I
say it's the participation trophy thing. That's where it all began. Because that's when all of a sudden everybody was special and everybody's a winner. No. There was no need to, like, you know, to work hard because you were going to get a trophy anyway. So why should I even bother when I'm just going to get one?
I think it started before then, but the accelerator was pressed down to the floor with that.
Okay.
And guess who did that, by the way? The parents of the kids who didn't win anything.
Right.
Those damn parents.
Guess what? The parents who were spending time with their kids out in the field practicing on this.
Yeah.
We're practicing for this.
Yeah.
Getting your. And they didn't say, wait a minute. My kid's winning a lot of trophies. I don't know about this.
Yeah.
I think they all should win.
I don't feel right about this, my kid having all these trophies, all these accolades.
That did not come from parents who were spending the time with their kids to make them the best.
The ones that did the work.
Get the best out of them.
Yeah. The future retirements, yes.
They were the ones on the sidelines like, oh, my God, my kid doesn't even know to pick his hand up when the ball comes to him.
And whose fault is that?
It hit him in the head again.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Fourth time
this week. I'm tired of losing.
Ugh. I got no trophies in my house. I got nothing to keep that door open. It's a door jam.
It is very difficult to go to some event and have your kid come in last.
Yeah.
Not that I've had that experience.
Right.
You know, but, you know, there's a couple things Chaz participated in. It's like, that wasn't great.
Right. When your kid's in theater and falls at the end of the stage.
What are you going to do? That's life.
I didn't go and say, wait a minute. We want trophies, too.
Right.
No, you don't get them. That's how it is.
Maybe celebrate your kid's stupidity sometime. You know, look, my child fell off the edge of the stage. How well he did that.
Or do something to change it. Don't just complain to everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that was their solution to change it. It's the whole system's got to change.
Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody's special.
No, not my kid. My kid's not doing the work.
No, they're not.
So you all need to work double time to change the whole thing.
I'm not special. You're not special.
Participation trophy, AJ. I think you're right. I think it started way before then, but I think that was the accelerator.
That was the green light, leaving the line.
Turbocharged.
That was launching. Yep.
Into wussification of America.
Yep.
The Chaz and AJ wussification of America.
John from Long Island's a high school teacher.
Oh, you poor thing.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning everybody. How are you?
Good luck.
Good morning, and I'm sorry.
Right.
Well, first of all, Chaz, you got to watch out because I'm a shop teacher and I know how to use a ball-peen hammer.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
See? I know how to use a file now.
Yep.
So we're good.
No, I appreciate what you guys are doing, just putting some light on this topic because I've been in education 16 years and I'm in long enough where I've seen this whole wave of change. And AJ, you hit the nail right on the head with the whole participation trophies, and I think it also has to do with the somewhere along the line, we became afraid to offend everybody. We can't speak up. Like if a kid does something wrong and you call them out on it, they do. It's the blame game. It's the shell game. We get thousands of excuses. And perfect example, when I'm at a disciplinary meeting and trying to weigh in, it's like the parent or the lawyer is constantly distracting from the fact that, you know, your kid was wrong. Your kid did not do what we asked them to do. I mean, should that teacher have gone on a crazy rant like that? No, you can't anymore. You can't do that because, you know, you're being recorded at any moment.
He's some kind of blocker.
I mean, I don't think he was right to scream at the kids like that. I mean, because when you rant to teenagers, it's like having an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting at the bar. It's just not going to work out
but
too well.
But that happened.
That's why it didn't
because
work.
That teacher has no recourse.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's a reason why people torture prisoners of war, because it works. And when you wear someone down, they crack.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what is happening to the teachers.
I can tell you firsthand.
They're being worn down, and they pop, and then they get recorded, and then they get fired. And everybody knows this is what happened. And guess what the kid gets in that? They go viral, and that's the only goal in life now.
Yep.
I went viral.
Look at that. See? I got 100,000 likes.
They all think they're going to be. I'm sorry if you're listening and you're like 16 now. You're not going to go viral.
No.
Okay?
No.
You're not going to make your money off of Instagram or OnlyFans.
I know.
Okay?
Ain't going to happen.
All right? We all think we're going to be rich and fit. Forget about it. No. You're going to have to work for a living.
Exactly.
Right? Get ready for it.
Yep.
Right.
Your life is going to suck.
Exactly. Right.
And what's a shame today is we as a society, I feel, are going wrong with, you know, kids crave structure. I just ran into a few former students in the supermarket yesterday, and they say to me, oh, we appreciate that you ran a tight ship, that you were tough with us. And I try to tell the kids, I'm tough with you because I also work as a part-time electrician, and I'm on the job site. I know what it's like to be outside of teaching, and I'm trying to help and prepare you so that you can handle working with your boss and you can handle working with clients. But we just have this problem now where you got to be very careful. You can't get the kid upset. You can't say the wrong thing. And it's just very frustrating. It's like walking on eggshells. So, again, thank you guys for taking my call. And
thanks for what you do.
Yeah, and good luck today.
Yeah. How close are you to retirement?
Yeah. 16 years in, right? He's serving?
Halfway there.
Right. Halfway.
Yeah. They don't say working, they say serving.
The hallmark moment is, no, educators like myself and many of the educators I work with, we don't get into it for the paycheck. I mean, is the paycheck nice? Sure, when you get up in years, but you don't go into education for the paycheck. If you think it's for summer vacations and all of these, like that one person that called in with the tax dollars and our salary, well, you know, you don't get into education with that mindset. You won't last.
Right. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Standing here? Oh, you saw that, huh? Sorry.
There was a change in state law, and that change in state law got rid of the idea that you could take away a kid's recess.
Yeah, you can't
do it. They had to have a guaranteed amount of movement time. So you've lost taking consequences away from kids.
Yeah, there's nothing to fear anymore.
You lose recess, so... You know, prior to that, there was sort of this economy that you earned things and took things away. Well, you can't take them away now. So literally a child who is in school suspension still gets his 20 minutes of recess where the assistant principal or some person escorts them to the gym so they could run around the gym while a single teacher, a single principal sometimes watches them exercise. So it's kind of an odd extreme.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out if you're just tuning in. We played a clip of a North Carolina teacher having a meltdown, and now the career is over.
Yeah.
And we're like, how does this happen where the kids can taunt you and then you're the bad guy? AJ said participation trophies.
When everybody's special all of a sudden, yes.
Yeah.
That's when it all began. But I'm thinking with this thing, I mean, make the punishment actually beneficial to the school. So if the kid does something wrong instead of recess, he has to run a treadmill and power the school for a little while. That'd be awesome.
Or go out with a garbage bag and clean up the schoolyard.
Right. You get to have an orange jumpsuit and everything.
Well, I'm ready for that job today.
You can train for your future job.
Wow, you really are.
All right, Larry. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
What the hell is the solution?
No more school.
how do we get here? It's the parents.
Became friends.
Is it the crazy parents?
Like, I'm not your parent, I'm your friend.
Is it the lazy parent?
It's the entitled mentality, right? Yep. Me too. I want a participation award. I want a shiny award.
Or is it us? I won't include myself. But is it the normal parent?
Right.
Who just stopped paying attention to how crazy things were getting.
It's too exhausting to fight you every step of the way.
Exactly.
I can't keep up with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like, you know what? It's easier just to deal with this than to speak my mind. Do you want to be that person at the meeting? Hey, wait a minute. You can't do this. Our kids need to be disciplined.
Right. Maybe fill out a questionnaire before you become a parent. Before you get pregnant, answer these questions.
That is, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, right. Be responsible with the kids.
It's an interesting concept.
Right. I'm sorry. We went through your test results and no.
You have to fill out paperwork to go fishing.
Exactly. To register a car. Why not have for a kid?
Yeah.
Let's find out if you're parent material before you go
have
a kid.
The parent test.
Right. You know what? You're kind of lazy. No kid for you.
Right. It's like
unapproved.
A psychological exam.
Right.
Like, what do you think if your kid does this? Who's wrong?
Now we got to zap your arms to make sure you can't have kids.
Or like, you don't do well with multitasking. You're allowed to have one kid, not two.
Yes. Yes.
Maximum one.
Right. Or you have the kid on trial period.
Then you have to give it back if you don't do well.
Yeah, 3 years. Nope.
Yeah. You haven't done well with this. We're taking it back.
Right.
Teacher Nancy, good morning. And thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to chime in. I got in the car and I can hear AJ say something about everybody gets a trophy, and he's spot on with that. I've been in education over 20 years, and back when I was first teaching, I mean, awards night was 3.5 hours long. You know, everybody gets a trophy, and I think that's crippled our society in a very sad way because we can't hold them accountable. We can't give them a bad grade. Everybody gets another chance, and society's going to be a mess. If I try to hold a kid accountable for learning, it's all on me. I'll get an email from a parent, telling me that I'm not doing my job because their child failed the test. So it's frustrating on so many levels, and I wish that we could find some solution, but the parent that would stand with what we believe in, you guys and the tribe, and I'm sure a lot of the tribe agrees with this, those people aren't going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, this is all messed up, because they're going to be booed out of the Board of Education meeting. People are going to throw bottles at their houses. It's insane. I wish I had a solution. My heart breaks. But I only have to do this for 53 more days.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Yep. She sees the finish line.
Well done.
And it is good.
I see the finish line. And then I'm going to come down when I retire, and I'm going to help AJ get over his science phobia. And I'm going to no. Chaz has a science phobia. I'm going to help you with that. And AJ, I'm going to come down and teach you math.
Oh, great. Good luck with that.
Wow. That's like I'm retiring from the Boy Scouts and I'm going to join the Navy SEALs.
Right.
Good luck.
Well, listen, AJ, just a quick little question here. What's 1 from 10?
9.
There you go. We're already enjoying success. You guys have a great day. I'm on the road.
Great trophy.
Well, when you aim that low.
I wish math was that easy.
I thought
you
were going to say 1. 1 from 10.
Listen,
now 1's over here. That'd still be 1.
It's 0.
That plays into how we have to teach things, right? I give you a really simple thing to do.
I build your confidence. I tell you how wonderful you are. And maybe tomorrow we'll do 2 from 10.
Nice.
You think about that.
That's
what we have to do.
I'm on something. Anybody going to watch the Oscars Sunday?
Are you serious?
No.
I tried. It's unwatchable.
Jennifer will watch for the red carpet stuff. She likes dresses and shoes and
who you're wearing, that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any interest.
No.
Nope.
And we're probably not interested in this clip that I was about to set up.
Well, I usually watch the first, like, half hour. I don't know why.
I think we've been trained because of what we do.
Yeah.
Like, we have to, it's a shared experience. A lot of people will watch it. And then we come on the air the next day and talk about it.
Yeah.
I just have no interest.
No, I find that every time I talk about it, I'm just complaining about it. So why am I? It's like going into a restaurant and saying, I hate the food here, but I'm coming in again.
Well, plus
it's FOMO.
We used to also have the Oscar bet every year. Where one of us had to do something because of the best picture. That's why we watched.
There was only five then, and it was five show members, so it was easy.
Yeah. Now it's like, forget about it. Yeah. There really is no reason to watch for us anymore.
No.
You know? But I'll end up watching the first half hour out of stupid curiosity.
But this isn't just a generational thing, because I'll talk to young Chaz. He's 28. He has no interest.
None.
Like zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
And I don't think FOMO plays into it either. Because I think now with social media, you can catch up on the speeches that were good or the moments that were crazy. And it's like, all right, I saw everything I wanted to see. I don't have to sit through all the boring stuff.
Who is this FOMO person?
Seriously. Fear of missing out. It's like, oh, what am I going to miss? I got to see that dress or whatever.
I was picturing a product called FOMO. Some kind of like spray insulation. Try FOMO.
FOMO.
Right.
Well, it's so unrelatable now, right? Like rich people wearing rich gowns and rich, you know, jewelry.
But it's not even theirs, though.
Right, but you can't even
borrowed.
Relate to anything like that.
We've talked about all the things that are wrong with it, but it still gets a lot of views.
I don't know. Yeah. It's gone down a lot.
Every year they say, not as many people watched this year.
Mm. You look like the last, like, 15 years just...
Yeah.
Good. It's outdated.
What do you do? What can we do to fix it? Can we fix it? Does anyone have any ideas?
Give them all more alcohol and there's no anything goes.
Yeah, we've talked about this with Joe Myers.
Yep.
And I think we came up with a potential solution. And that is you start at the end of the night. The very first thing you see is, and the Best Picture Award goes to.
Yeah.
And this is where the broadcast begins. And then you watch them all leave and go to the parties.
Mm. Okay.
And we're just outside the party, or inside the party.
Yeah.
And look, who's just took their shirt off.
Right. Exactly, right.
I mean, that'd be fun. I'd watch that.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg, shirtless.
Wow. Ooh.
Kind of weird, but.
Yes, it was like E.T.
Whatever floats your boat.
More dangling arms and ouch. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who Will Packer is?
Will Packer.
Yeah. He is the Oscars producer.
Oh, okay. It's like a football player.
And yeah, like of Green Bay.
Yeah.
He details how the Oscars will include a special performance by Beyonce.
Ooh, to the left, to the left.
Shut up.
I really feel like this show has felt too Hollywood insider. We're Hollywood. We're the cool kids. That's not the type of show I want to do. I want to do a show that says, listen, do you love movies? If you love cinema, come in and we're going to celebrate.
Oh, going to celebrate.
And they can't even let him talk.
Nope, they shut him down immediately. Wait, it's not about us? Click.
Yeah, it's true. You may no longer speak.
It's not about... No, bye.
Mm.
Stop! Kill him!
Yep.
And going back to what you were saying before.
That's exactly what they say.
Kill him! Cut! It's like the Caesar. Kill him!
Thumbs down.
Now you must die.
What are the Best Picture nominees?
I know The Power of the Dog.
Okay. Saw that.
The Power of the Dog.
It's a good movie, not a great movie.
With the gas?
What kind of dog? Like a chihuahua?
Yeah. And a dog's be pretty powerful.
You would be disappointed because you would watch it, Ashley, for the dog because you're a dog lover.
Right. Yes.
And the dog is in the movie for like 5 seconds.
Is it The Bounty Hunter? No. Okay. Mm. Wrong dog. Sorry. Hot Dogs. No.
Nope. Yeah, so there's that. There's the Nightmare one with...
Nightmare Alley.
That's a great one. That should win.
Oh, I think it might
that should win.
I went there once.
The new West Side Story's nominated.
Oh, please.
Please.
Stop it.
Get off it.
Kill him!
Licorice Pizza.
Kill him!
Kill him! Pineapple, no. Licorice, oh, really? Hell no.
King Richard.
Oh, I never saw that, but that looked interesting.
King Richard.
Will Smith.
Oh, please.
He was the dad of those tennis players.
He has a great ability of either hitting it
sisters.
Out of the park or going down in a
wild, bowl. Wild west.
It's never really like, oh, that was okay. It's like either really bad or, man, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was really good in this one because I remember Joe Meyer saying this was one of his favorite performances of the year. The new Dune movie is nominated for Best Picture.
That sucks.
It's the book no one wanted to read in school.
Yeah, it failed every other time.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Face it, you made it.
That's got to take some ego to say, this thing has sucked its entire existence.
Right. You made
I can make it good.
You made it suck. It stinks, okay? Just admit it. It stinks.
What?
Dune. The move, Dune. It just stinks. Keep going, Phil.
Kill him! There's too many movies nominated to even.
Yeah, there's more. We're not even done. No. Drive My Car.
The hell you will.
That's a Beatles song.
It's not about the Beatles.
I forget what this one's about.
I think it's a foreign movie.
Oh, by driving.
Do you have to read subtitles?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
go to movies to read.
I can't do that. Yeah, because then I read and I don't watch.
You're missing what the facial expression.
Yes.
You're missing everything.
You're missing the actual movie.
Oh, it's the fun thing is read out loud so the whole theater hears it.
2021 Japanese drama road film.
I'm a slow reader.
Oh, yeah.
All right, can you go back a couple of frames?
Yeah, hold on. Pause.
Wait, hang on.
Rewind.
I'm not
talk
done.
Slow.
I'm
can
not
you
done.
All talk slow?
I'm not done.
I'm going for a ride. Perfect. I can read that.
Are you sober enough to drive the car?
Jennifer handed me one of her birthday cards, said, read this. And I start reading it. And they're all looking at me like, what's taking them so long? I'm like, I'm reading every word.
It just says happy birthday.
And then I get halfway through and I'm like, ah, oh, what?
Happy this beer, is, be by birth.
Let me just act like I'm reading it.
Birthday.
Is that inside happy Chaz's birthday. Head?
Happy birthday.
I had to say it
out. Just saying it out loud.
That's exactly what's happening.
What's this last word here? That's your name. Happy birthday, Chaz.
Yes.
Got it.
So that movie.
Chaz.
Yeah, Drive My Car. Don't Look Up got nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, God.
That's a cartoon, right?
No.
The Leo DiCaprio one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Meryl Streep.
Garbage.
People, yeah.
I can't believe that got a Best Picture nomination. That's ridiculous.
They paid good money for that.
Yeah, why would that get a Best Picture?
Because they paid good money for it.
There's a fake Meryl Streep at the end. A fake naked Meryl Streep at the end.
Thank God.
Well, it's really Meryl Streep.
In the movie.
Yeah. But somebody else's.
Like
yeah.
a body double.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Something you want to see. Not that.
Yeah, I watched about 4 or 5 minutes of it. I'm like, I'm good.
Coda is also nominated for Best Picture. And Belfast.
Belfast
sounds like an important movie.
And Slimfast.
Want to just kind of look the other way. Is Belfast about the IRA?
Uh-huh. Actually, it's opposite Slimfast. If you want to gain weight, you can Belfast. I liked it. Be over here.
It's a 2021 British coming-of-age drama.
I thought it was brilliant. Okay, fine.
You still going over there? Happening.
He just did a spit take on his own joke, which is almost impossible.
By the way, coffee.
8 seconds later.
You'd have to be drinking the coffee while you hear the punchline.
Coffee smells great through your nose, by the way, just so you know. I'm drowning. I'm drowning in caffeine. Where are you?
How
Stop
else would
it.
You smell coffee
get
other than
the,
through your
get
nose?
You're going to smell blood in a second. You'll shut up.
Coffee smells great through your nose, just so you know.
You know
thanks,
orange,
I often smell with my
you know
nose.
How orange, you know how orange and red look really good? You're going to see it in a second. A bloody tangerine a second, Chip.
Bloody tangerine, because he's wearing orange. I just got that. Well, I can't see him from here.
Has that been good?
I don't think I've ever seen anyone do a spit take on their own joke.
10 seconds
it
after
like
the fact.
You were surprised.
Because I thought of it. Because I thought about it. Now, how brilliant it was. Belfast. You go from being slim to having that bell look. Thank you.
My back hurts.
You should really smell coffee through your nose.
I'm going to smell my fist.
Smells great.
Shut up.
Jeff Warshaw, CEO on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Jeff. We are doing excellent.
Jeff.
Morning.
We were picking out a song.
Good morning.
That either a New Haven police officer or firefighter will be singing on the show. Depending on who wins the hockey game this weekend.
Yeah,
we're looking
sings.
For like embarrassing songs.
Right.
And AJ,
what are you thinking?
So we were talking about this on the air. AJ said Chaka Khan is dated, and it's a 1978 song.
Right.
So we were surprised by that.
I'm moving forward.
Then we said Tragedy by the Bee Gees, a 1979 song, and he said that's fine.
What's your point?
What year?
Keith texted me. That's AJ logic.
Oh, well, see, he gets it.
Yeah.
There is no logic.
Well, good. Well, how are you guys? I said to Phil, it's a rainy day, but I'm sunny on the inside. Every day is a gift.
Oh.
Hope you guys feel the same way.
I do now, sir.
Yeah.
What a great mantra.
Yeah. It's always
a way of life.
Well, you know, Ashley, you know, that's why they call it the present.
Right. It's a gift.
It's a present. I get it.
Oh, I
get
see.
It.
You know, is
I
that really why?
I get it.
It is now.
Maybe not.
Because if someone thought that out at the beginning of time, right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a present.
Right. It's a present.
Mm.
Well, on my birthday, someone a gift.
There you go.
You're awake today. No, I want a gift.
Yeah. Lots of presents.
Lots of them.
So Jeff and I did another installment of Taste of New Haven.
Oh, yeah? What's Taste this time?
Well, we were going to go to the Great Wall.
Yeah.
And it turns out that they're open, but they're not fully back.
Oh, okay. So it's more like a fence.
So we thought, well, let's not go there. Let's go somewhere else.
Okay.
I did not post the place because I thought we'd like to give a fair review, an honest review, and I don't think it would be 5 stars.
Gotcha. Like 4 stars?
What'd you think, Jeff?
It was just okay.
Yeah.
It was okay. I mean, we had dumplings. It's kind of hard to screw up dumplings. The place was very quiet. We were really the only ones sitting there. There were a couple takeout orders, which shouldn't have been, we should have realized that wasn't a great sign.
Yeah.
It was fine. I mean, we didn't, like, get sick or anything. It was just okay. And, you know, dumplings are always great. So, you know, I always enjoy the company. It wasn't the top meal we've ever had, but
no.
We rock on. It's, yes. We did get a little education, right? And we learned, we talked about dumplings and how every cuisine or most every cuisine has some form of dumplings and how all the different kinds there are. And we enjoyed it, but, you know, we look forward to a more enthralling place next time.
Now, when you eat them, did you do it the proper way with chopsticks?
No.
No. Wow.
I did, of course.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't use a fork, no.
Right.
I did.
Because that's half the fun.
And I didn't just put my face down and slurp it like a dog.
You take a bite of the dumpling and do a shot of sauce.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that either.
To the guy's credit who was there,
yeah,
he greeted us. He sat us.
Nice.
He took our order.
Okay.
And then Jeff and I are talking. The phone starts ringing, and it's ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. I'm like, where did that guy go? And then he comes out with our plate. He was a one-man show.
Oh, wow. So he was the counter guy, the waiter, and the cook.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, that's determination.
Yeah, it is.
Then come to find out, as we're talking, everyone knows Carmine's, right? It's the most famous restaurant in the world.
Yeah.
You go to New York City.
Yeah.
Carmine's.
Yep.
Right?
I paid $64.
Yeah. No, we're new. The guy who started it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, the first chef, yes. He had a business partner and investor, but he was the one that developed all the recipes, and he actually cooked for me many, many times when he was at a different restaurant called Sweet Victory, and I played tennis with him. He was the nicest guy. He also developed the menu for a sister restaurant called Virgil's Barbecue, but turns out that Carmine's is the number one most revenue of any restaurant in America. They said it last year, or 2020, it did $39 million revenue.
Wow.
And I, it's one of those, you know, for my birthday, Jennifer will take me there because I love the place.
Yeah.
You go there, you just know you're going to eat just giant
massive
plates,
portions. Massive,
they get you in and out.
Yeah.
There's never a time where it's like, wow, we're late for the show now. They know what they're doing. They got to get you out to the Broadway.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got it a well-oiled machine over there.
Well-oiled
machine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we had a good time with them. We're talking about the next phase of our eating. We're going to branch out from New Haven.
Okay.
So,
Orange.
we'll have some exciting news about that in the coming weeks.
Very excited.
Awesome.
So, thank you for lunch, Jeff. Jimmy Coplett, Live Nation Concert God on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Morning.
Excellent.
Jimmy.
Here's another one that caught my attention this week. Van Morrison coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Wow.
Thursday, September 1st, tickets on sale tomorrow. Is it me, Jimmy, or he doesn't come around a lot?
It's been 18 years since he's been in Connecticut.
That'd be yes.
Okay, then.
Right. We were here for a year.
Whoa. 18 years. I've been trying to bring him back.
Wow. Was it us? Not those idiots behind me. Yeah.
I really have tried so hard to bring him back, and I've failed, obviously, almost every time, but... I have to tell you, it was at Oakdale the last time that he played, and finally we got him back.
Wow.
A lot of begging.
Nice.
Let me tell you, it was embarrassing at some point.
Please!
It was. I didn't want to be me some of the time. It was really just horrible.
Like, I'm embarrassing myself, but right. The hell with it.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It was unbelievable. I was very happy, though. We did beat out Bethel Woods in getting him.
So nice.
Wow.
Going
to play one of the two, and that was it.
Is he playing the hits? Do we know what he's playing?
Oh, you never know what he's playing.
Whatever
no,
he
right.
Yes. He's a mystery every day.
Right. Oh, yeah. You really, it's hard to say. I mean, my fingers will be crossed on September 1st that he actually plays music that people want to hear.
He's doing all jingles. Campbell's soup, really? Is Van Morrison a fan of Camps?
He is such a musical.
Well, it was actually 2003, so it was 19 years. And if you look at his set list... you know, he did sing Brown Eyed Girl.
Wow.
And he sang Gloria.
Cool.
But
Into the Mist would be nice.
Did a lot of covers. He didn't want to meet anybody. I usually try to say hello to the artist and thank them, particularly if they're my age. If they're kids, they think I'm a narc probably walking in. I don't want to go into their dressing
room. Whose dad is back here?
Granddad. At this point. So I just let that go. But back in the days, and this is 2003, I did try to meet with him. He is probably around my age, and he didn't want to meet me.
Wow.
I said, okay, fine, I'm going in the audience and watching the show, because I do love his music.
Yeah. He's the guy that's going to burst into the room and go, hey, let's party!
Normally, right. I'd be pissed and walk out and go home.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I love his music. So
but he's the opposite of Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar just wants to meet everybody and party with everybody.
He's
and touch everybody
man.
And
yeah.
Be everybody's buddy and have a party
touched.
Backstage and on stage.
Yeah.
And Van Morrison is a very... Quiet.
Himself. Right. Off to himself. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
You keep keep your distance to her, yes. Yeah.
Private.
You stay over there.
Well, what a genius.
Yeah.
That's, boy,
we
that's...
We should also mention a Hall of Fame nominee is going on sale tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
At Mohegan Sun.
Cool.
Lionel Richie?
Uh-oh.
Lionel Richie.
Guess where you're going.
When is that? What is? Yeah, let's talk about that one.
That show is on June 25th, Saturday night, June
25th. Nice.
Will he be done judging American Idol by then?
Sounds like it.
I think the show's over by then.
Can you imagine if everybody in the world was like, oh, wait a minute, Ashley made a good point. Hold it. Wait. We're going to have to reschedule that.
Right. The fact you listened to Ashley
Lionel,
in the first place.
Jimmy Coughlin.
Right.
Live Nation.
Right.
Tom Cantone.
Right.
No one thought of it.
Right, right.
He's the cool judge on there.
I haven't watched American Idol.
There is no cool judge on there. That show should have been done like 10 years ago.
What is it? June what?
June 25th. It's a Saturday.
Chaz is going to block off that whole weekend now.
Yeah. Just right in red.
Tom's been saying, you got to get your ass up here. And now I have.
There you go. Reason for your ass to go.
Get my ass up there moment.
There you go. See?
Wow.
He might be an inductee by then because I think they announced the winners in May.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because they have the concert in June or July.
Right.
I heard that's a great concert.
Great.
I know, Richie.
Great.
Like, really great.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the hits.
All the hits.
Nonstop Lionel.
Tells stories.
Yep.
Loves the audience.
Judges you. Yes. You were singing along and you were kind of flat. Yeah, you're not going to get a yellow ticket. Get out of here. The worst.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Jimmy, here's me and my wife, then girlfriend, in the car on our first Valentine's Day date after a nice lunch.
Where's Lionel Richie?
You can tell she likes to drink.
Right. Well, the car had a gas leak. One of the two.
Another one, Jimmy, the Outlaw Music Festival.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. We're very excited about bringing Willie Nelson back.
Willie Nelson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Willie Nelson and Billy Strings, who really is going to sell the tickets is Billy Strings. But he did a big show last year in Westville, which did very well. And we're lucky to have him down here in Bridgeport this year.
Oh, man. Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. Tickets on sale tomorrow.
Nice. Yes.
Willie Nelson.
Right. You forgot the friggin' part. Willie friggin' Nelson. Willie friggin' Nelson.
A legend.
Right.
There will be a cloud over the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater that night.
Yes, there will.
And that's okay.
And if you breathe in, you'll want some food.
Howard better put extra food stands out there.
We need more barbecue!
If you're driving down 95, you'll see the smoke billowing out from under the tent.
Right, you'll say, wow, donuts and barbecue taste great together. I'm going to build a sandwich.
Rob in Madison.
Morning.
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 I am calling to find out if there are plans to add more shows to the Xfinity in Hartford because there doesn't seem to be a lot of rock shows scheduled for the summer.
Yeah, there'll be more. I'm still working on trying to get the Dead in there.
Oh.
Certainly consider them rock. And working on a few more. But yes, there'll be more shows added on.
It's in the works.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey. Thank
you. Didn't sound like a deadhead, did he?
No.
Mike in West Haven.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Good.
I got a facetious question for you, but I'm interested in your thoughts. If you could bring back some people who have passed on and to do a show, who'd open and who'd headline?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a smoke a joint song. That's a question, rather. It's like, what do you think? Yep.
Okay, hold on. Let me do it. Okay.
Yeah. Power up, Jimmy.
That's a great question.
Yeah. It's a great question.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
No, it's not tough for me because I never promoted Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, thank you.
And I promoted most every other artist in the rock era. And so the headliner would certainly be Jimi Hendrix, no question about it. So it's a great question. Thank you for answering it, asking it, and I'm answering it honestly. Jimi Hendrix, no question, would be the headliner. And I guess it's sort of weird. I've certainly promoted Paul McCartney and I promoted Ringo, but I've never promoted the Beatles. It's also the first show I saw, first concert I ever saw was the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess it would be a big fight who would open and who would headline. I'd be in the middle of it between Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles.
Wow.
And I actually heard a couple of days ago for the first time Jimi Hendrix doing Sgt. Pepper's.
Wow.
Which I never knew he did a Beatles song.
Paul McCartney tells a story when he plays that back then in the day when Sgt. Pepper's came out, the albums came out on a Friday. And Sgt. Pepper's came out on a Friday. And on Sunday, he went to a club to see Jimi Hendrix perform. And Jimi Hendrix performed the entire album.
Wow.
Sgt. Pepper's.
Wow.
in its entirety.
That's intimidating.
2 days later. Like,
oh, great. Look what he did.
It's like, okay.
What the F? Yeah.
Didn't take him too long to figure it out.
Yeah.
And probably paid no royalties.
Right.
Hey, still, right. Good question. Mike, great question. So Beatles and Hendrix, but who opens, who closes?
Flip a coin.
For debate.
I would not. I've been in the middle of those issues, and boy, they get
ugly
sometimes. Like REO and Styx was the last one I got involved in.
Oh.
For last summer. And this year we got involved in it again with REO Styx, so we just made it easy. We flipped it. Last year, REO closed down in Bridgeport, and this year Styx will close.
I'm thinking dance off or possibly arm wrestle.
I thought personally, I didn't see everything, but I personally thought Styx was the better band.
They killed. Yep.
And they'll be closing. So
nice.
If you're there, you'll be there a little later.
Okay.
And what night is that one? Do you?
Oh, you see, it's always when do I have to get up for work? It's a Friday night, September
16th. Thank you.
Did you hear that tone in my voice? That's it's funny because that was the tone in my head.
He can hear your head.
Friday night. Okay, good.
Cool.
Yeah, we all have the same thought.
Yep.
Laura and Strafford.
Laura. Hi, good morning.
There you are.
Hey, what's your question?
Good morning, sorry. I have a quick question. Well, first of all, I just wanted to tell you that I'm very excited that Willie Nelson's coming to Bridgeport, and I'm looking forward to that show very much. The question I have, though, is around the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. And last year there were $20 tickets available, and I just wondered if you knew anything about that, if they were going to have to come back this year.
We are planning on bringing that back this year. They will be $25 instead of $20 this year.
Fantastic.
because we've done $20 for about 20 years now. So with all the costs that are going up, we finally figured we're going to do it. So, yes, we will be doing that. And, you know, it's not every show, but it's most of the shows. But the artist has to agree to it. So it will be coming back this year, and it will be coming back in a few weeks.
Cool.
Ooh.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice
That's
job, Laura.
So
look at you.
Yeah.
You got some info out of Jimmy.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Look at that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have
Thank
a
you.
Great day.
You're you too. Doing, thank you.
Mike in the car.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Great question, Laura. And mine was about Lionel Richie. I saw him in 2019, right before the pandemic, and just want to let you know, great show, great showman. Wasn't my genre of music, but absolutely incredible showman.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Yep.
I totally agree with you. I think you're right. I think anybody that goes there will think that he is really very special.
When a guy throws their underwear on stage.
And then I wonder if he does Commodores.
I was just going to ask.
Oh, he must.
He has to do Brick House.
Sail On. Yeah, come on.
Sail On?
Yep. So, yeah, I would think he does.
Three
too.
Times a Lady?
He's telling me on my way. Won't be back to stay.
He has
I'm
to.
Looking for a good time.
Good time.
Time.
Oh, sail on. Pony.
All right.
Would you guys
time
vote for him?
So good.
Would you guys vote for him? I want to know the truth. Now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so all the people that hate you now for voting for non-rock and roll people.
They hate me anyway.
Like they hate you.
What difference does it make?
Maury Povich.
Oh.
Retiring after 31 years of doing The Maury Povich Show.
Right.
Maury, Maury, Maury.
That's Jerry.
Whatever.
Dummy, dummy. That's Ashley.
No, they say Maury like that too.
I don't think they do.
Right?
The fact you just questioned yourself, right?
But I feel like that'll be a lot of jobs in Stanford, right?
Yeah. Don't think.
Don't they? They're out of Stanford.
Yeah.
They are now, yeah.
Yes,
that's where they say.
So you lost Jerry.
Yeah, and Maury.
And now Maury.
Yeah. Who's left? Steve Wilkos and...
That show. I don't know about that show.
Yeah.
Steve has been here.
Steve.
Nice enough guy.
Very nice guy. Tall guy, too.
Tall guy, big
Very
guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with him.
He was a great interview.
He palmed my face. Yep.
Yeah.
It's where Shane High.
So well, he's the only guy in town now. I mean, when he walks in, they're going to be like... Steve,
you get to use the good room.
<That's right>. You know who's keeping the lights on now?
Steve.
That's it. That whole facility now.
Yep.
He's the only show.
Him and there was some lady that had a talk show also in there. I can't think of who. I saw a cardboard cutout of her last time we did the Springer show.
Maybe we should do one.
Right. Chaz and AJ.
There's opening.
We do have a pretty good opening. Rapport with dumbasses.
We do.
Wouldn't there be an S on the end of opening? There's opening.
Right, there's opening.
3 degrees.
Right.
There's opening.
There's opening.
I'm blame media.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep.
Wow.
The drugs took effect.
Can you look up the, is that the NBC facility there?
I don't know. A bus took us there.
I never really watched Maury.
No.
Oh,
I used to watch him on Inside Edition. Anybody remember that?
I remember Inside Edition, but not him on it.
He was on Inside Edition. He was the anchor.
Yeah.
The main anchor.
And isn't he married to like a...
Connie Chung.
Thank you. Okay.
Like a real journalist.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yes.
He does that thing where he pauses, like, and that pause over the years has gotten longer and longer and longer.
And everybody's copped it.
Yes.
You
they do
are...
it on American Idol.
Yeah, it's called, like, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Not the father.
Yeah, you are.
No, now they take a break in
the
between.
The son, you are the... No.
Like American Idol. And the results say...
After the break.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so annoying.
That's the worst. So you throw a shoe at the TV.
I just never got myself wound up to care... Who's the father?
Right. I never watched, to be honest with you.
It's about the reaction when they're not the father, how they sort of
dance,
throw out themselves on the floor or run backstage.
Thank you, Jesus! Yeah. Right.
The reactions are funny.
Yep. And the girls look so PO'd. Like, damn it.
Did we look up that place in Stanford?
I'm looking.
No. See, if I said it'd be fun like that.
Yeah, Maury reveals his most memorable You're the Father moment on the show, and this is a wild one.
Yes.
There is one particular show that's etched in my memory forever, and that is when a woman was accusing a guy of being the father of her twins, and so we have a lot of those, and so I open up the envelope, and you have to understand, one of the things I did very early on, I didn't want to know the result. Of lie detector tests, DNA tests. I didn't want to know anything more than my guests, my live audience, or the audience at home.
That's cool.
And I open up the envelope, and this guy, I say, you're the father of one, but not the other. And I look at my staff and go, what? And they said, it's a million to one shot, according to the scientists, with fraternal twins. If someone is pretty active over a 24, 48-hour period, you can have two fathers.
Well, which one was it?
That was a hell of a weekend, huh?
Do they know which one?
I will call you Friday and you Saturday.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I learned something that I did not expect to learn from this show.
No. I always wondered about that.
Yes,
what if it was the same night?
It's a double shot weekend. Yeah.
But now it's like 24, 48 hours.
Right.
But it would be twins, so it wouldn't mix together.
No, it'd have to be two eggs released at the same time.
Right.
One egg fertilized by one fertilized by the other.
Kind of like a relay race. One pass the baton. It's just running. All right, you go now. Go! If you're picturing your head like that, it's funnier.
All right, explain it to me so I can picture it.
Okay, well, we got one runner. Okay, yeah. and then the second one comes in. Right, then the second one, yeah.
I think they're usually referred to as swimmers.
Right, I can
run. Yeah, they swim. They don't run. But
I don't think they have legs yet.
There's never
AJ.
A swimming relay, though, so you got to go.
I always,
just go with me on this.
Yeah. I always pictured the tadpole.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, an odd tadpole.
Yeah.
An albino one, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, it gets over there, now the second one gets released, and it starts running. So it's almost like, yeah, exactly, right. Or swimming, what do you want to do, yeah. Right, and they both get to base.
The base.
But there's two bases.
So it's a baseball game.
There's one
pool?
There's one base, two runners.
No, it doesn't work that way.
That was funny.
Why is he here?
I can tell what he's thinking right now. He's like, can we play that song again?
There's two teams, two bases.
Now I'm picturing a grenade being thrown in that room all of a sudden. Wow, a pair of glasses flew out here. A piece of orange fabric.
I just like what Chaz said. So it's a baseball game in a pool?
Is it 10 o'clock yet?
Almost.
Cool. I don't want to play anymore.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.